Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He pioneered Jets blogging and podcasting. He brought smiles to the faces of Jets fans all over the world. He was there through the good and bad. And then, one day, he vanished. People far and wide wondered, where has he gone? When will he return? Thankfully, the answer is now. The OG of Jets podcasting and vlogging is back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
This is There's Always Next Year with Brian Bassett.
I'm back. The real me. Let's not make a whole thing of it.
And his co-hosts, Chef Travis Milton.
Today we're going to be making the students my tasty baked ziti with basil and fresh mozzarella.
And Josh Conrad.
Oh, my brother, testify.
On Turn on the Jets Digital.
Welcome back to There's Always Next Year. This is going to be a lightning round of There's Always Next Year because this is Thanksgiving. We have a lot going on. Travis is cooking, maybe smoking 7,000 turkeys. I don't know. So anyway, I'm here with Travis. Josh is unable to make it. Had some other scheduled business. But Travis, the Jets just played the Los Angeles Chargers, they got trounced by a rookie, Justin Herbert, who was pretty darn good. Talking about the game, I was raking leaves for the first half. I went back and watched most of the second half live, but then went back and watched the first half. What were your impressions of the game? Anything? I mean, we're on track for 0-10, so that's something, right?
And yeah, it's again, like we're the best at being the worst. I mean, the biggest takeaway for me was getting to see the rookies. So many rookies played. The secondary with Bless Austin being on IR, just cutting to see her. So we got to see not just Bryce Hall, but the other, I believe the other, Lamar Jackson, I believe he played some. I could be wrong.
I think you're right.
I was very focused on watching Bryce, obviously. Really stoked to see that guy in the field. But, watching Mims, like, have some really great contested catches, which was, kind of what his specialty was in college and one of the things he was highly touted for, seeing those kind of things out of them. Bizarrely, Breshad Perriman is starting to grow on me a little bit. Like, he is pretty decent deep threat, to be honest. Not a rookie, but – yeah, I was mainly focused on, watching Hall, seeing his development a little bit. He got picked on a little bit early. He had a PI call, which I think was pretty questionable. But, he held his own considering. I was pretty stoked. It was good to see him out there playing and playing, well for his first start.
Yeah, it was right. The game that we all were hoping to see where we have the Jets continuing their awful streak and on the slide to 0-16, which is not awesome, but But right, you're seeing some of the promise of the years to come when you see a player like Denzel Mims just go up in the air for a 50-50 ball on the sideline on third down. And to see a player like Bryce Hall contribute, even if you can't slow down Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it was still mostly positive. And right, I agree. I think Breshad Perriman has played pretty well. And I think there was, let's say, in flight, maybe 4 weeks, 5 weeks into the season, a lot of watching what Robbie Anderson was doing and comparing it to what Breshad Perriman had been able to do to that point, and, you know, frustration. And I get that, but at the same time, right, well, there's also a sense of they got a discount version of that and they weren't really going anywhere this year anyway. So when I look at Breshad Perriman and I look at about his contributions to this office, to this offense, Travis, what I think about is the fact that it feels like, hey, that's a pretty strong move by the GM. Like, right. Like when you think back on it, like, hey, that was a pretty good move. Like, I think there was question about his abilities to handle things there and whether that was the right arbitrage of Robbie Anderson. But in retrospect, looks like a pretty solid move. Do you agree?
And yeah, like I as the season's gone along, I hate it a lot less.
I think that's a great way to put it. I hate it a lot less. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I think, so that's the sort of thing where you see those things, you see Joe Douglas being faithful in the small ways and you start to think like, oh boy, you know, what about in the big ways? Oh, about what happens when he has the first overall pick and what does he do with it? Either does he turn it into, you know, the future quarterback, or does he, you know, flywheel four more first round and second round picks out of it? Or what does he do? Because he's kind of holding that pick hostage, it makes you feel pretty good about it.
I mean, I've kind of been, you know, I've talked about it. I'm all for that, trading the pick away. And, you know, even maybe some of this whole, the sheer amount of, you know, there's going to be a good amount of Trevor Lawrence talk no matter what. Yeah. But, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a smokescreen. And maybe, you know, having Darnold on the sideline is, you know, kind of a part of the plan. He's willing to stick with Darnold and build around him and try to make it seem like he is going to go after, you know, Lawrence for that first pick. And, you know, maybe it's, you just, instead of driving up the value of Sam Darnold as trade bait, he's driving up the value of that pick because everyone thinks that he wants Trevor Lawrence.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
I think the crazy thing to think about is worst case scenario. The worst case scenario as currently constituted as the situation plays out is Trevor Lawrence is throwing darts down the field to Denzel Mims next year.
That's the
worst case scenario of this whole thing, right? Maybe best case scenario is the way I see it, right? In terms of worst case, in terms of makes no moves, best case scenario is Sam Darnold is revitalized or, recreated in some way through whatever coach they bring in. I have to imagine a lot of that is going to be worked with in concert with the coach. But I think one of the hardest things to watch yesterday and watching football and kind of the whole situation play out, and you're thinking about Darnold and you're thinking about Lawrence and you're watching Justin Herbert, who was not the top pick in the draft, right?
No, by the way, I was very down on him. I was very incorrect on that. Like I didn't think he was going to amount to much, but man, he's playing his ass off.
Well, I think the big thing with Herbert, right, and we saw it yesterday, was that when crunch time came, when he was at Oregon, you know, he would lower his eyes and he would you know, move around, and then he would scramble, and he's in that weird Oregon janky offense. So it is hard to get a true sense of who he actually is. That said, now that he's in this offense with players like Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry and, you know, not healthy right now, but Austin Eckler and, you know, these kinds of players, he's a pretty competent quarterback, and he's not dropping his eyes he's going deep with the ball. He's pushing it downfield. And so, you know, that guy was had at the sixth pick. He was the third quarterback off the board, right? It was Joe Burrow 1, Tua 5, and then Justin Herbert at 6. So I'm not saying like, well, the Jets need to take the third quarterback. I'm just saying, you know, that situation can play itself out and still be successful. And so what the Jets do and how they do it, it's going to be interesting. But it was kind of fun to watch Justin Herbert and watch what's capable, when you're thinking about what's coming in 2021. But yeah, I think the coach is going to have a major say, or, you know, voice at the table, let's say, in the making of those decisions. And also, like, the attraction of a coach, would you agree? Like, if some coach comes in and is told, hey, you're sticking with Darnold, or hey, it's Trevor Lawrence, I think that would put someone like an Eric Bieniemy more on edge coming into the organization. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you want them to help build the consensus of what the final decision is versus dictating to them what the situation is? Like, that's going to not get the same results in terms of finding a competent coach.
Well, I think you go into it with those being the options on the table, and you kind of, you make your hire based off of what, you know, your plan ends up being. You know, I don't, you know, if Darnold's what it's going to be, you plan towards, you know, coaches that are going to be able to, you know, help resurrect his career. If you're saying screw it, like we're going for Lawrence, I think it's a much more probably attractive job. Well, I don't know. I think it could go either way. Like, I mean, I think the most attractive part of the job is the amount of draft picks and the amount, you know, that Joe Douglas has, that combined with cap space. So I think that there's a good amount of ways to get in a good candidate either way. But yeah, I do agree. I think it's got to be a consensus thing on having everyone on the same page.
So
something we're not used to.
Yeah. No, it is not. It is definitely not. When you think about where, even as hard as this year has been, Travis, what are you thankful about when it comes to the New York Jets?
The rookie class. Like, I got to say, like, you know, with the Owen, you know, possible Owen 16 season coming up, being able to look and see that, you know, this is one of the first times in a very long time that we've been able to see a draft class like year one actually producing and showing like a good amount of promise. And I'm talking about like almost all the way down the board. And that is something I know that we're damn well not used to. So I would say thankful for Joe Douglas's draft savvy thus far.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm thankful for the same thing. I'm thankful for the ways in which he has demonstrated competence. even if his coach or ownership has not demonstrated similar competence, what do they say? A blind squirrel's gonna find out every once in a while. Like, so maybe that's what's happened with the Jets and Joe Douglas. I sure hope. But yeah, I think I'm thankful for those things. I'm thankful that to this point the Jets aren't messing it up and gonna wind up with the seventh pick, right? Like,
yeah,
we'll see. We still got a lot of football to play, but I'm
and we've got the Patriots last week of the season. Oh. Like, you want the most Jets thing to ever happen? We screw it up and lose to the Patriots. Like I said, we both said it last game, but like, you know, last game of the season, you know, if the Patriots aren't in it, what are they going to do? Like,
yeah,
man.
With mountain climber Cam Newton.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mountain climber Cam Newton maybe already not benched and not playing in that game.
I will say, like, at least I'm pretty sure the Patriots are our last game. Like, the schedule has really screwed with me this year. With, like, I think there was like a 4-week period where I kept saying next week was the bye week, because they started shuffling games, like, I didn't realize how much it was affecting everyone else's schedule. And I got to a point where I was like, I don't know who we're playing next week. I have no
idea. You're right. The Jets play the Patriot on 1-3 of 2021. So that is as currently constituted. Now that could shift again if other things happen or outbreaks get worse. But yeah, as currently constituted, they play the Patriots in the final moments. And, you know, we know Bill Belichick is going to do what he can to stick it to the Jets. And we saw it 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Okay. Travis, we talked about wish lists of players last week. I want to know what's on your wish list. Do you have any Golden Girls wish list items that fans can be sending you? I saw you take a picture on Instagram yesterday with your mug.
I have no idea who sent that to me. Like, I still don't. No one's owned up to it.
It's the Dorothy in the Streets. What is it?
Dorothy in the Streets, Blanche in the Sheets.
Yes.
Yeah, my life motto.
Go find it on Instagram. It's amazing.
I think I'm good on Golden Girls stuff. My birthday a few weeks ago, it was a very Golden Girls and very boozy birthday. I got mostly whiskey and a Golden Girl blanket. And I can't remember. There's something else.
What if Pappy Van Winkle did a like collaboration? Because, like, you know, back in the day, they used to like slap like UVA logos and, you know, whatever, Ole Miss logos and stuff on, because they couldn't sell Pappy Van Winkle like 40 years ago. But now, you know, you can't keep the stuff on the shelves. So, like, but what if you could get that family to do like a Golden Girls themed Pappy Van Winkle? Like, would you want that? I know you said you're trying to, you know, tone down on the Golden Girls memorabilia.
I would go for it. I mean, I bought the Ron Swanson Lagavulin.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah, I got a bottle of that, like, because I love Parks and Rec as well. Yeah. I think I would be more apt if they did a Jordan collaboration. You could get a bottle of Pappy and a pair of Jordan 1s. Like, that would be probably the epitome for me. Or if they did, like, I did find a custom pair of Air Force 1s that somebody did Golden Girls themed. And, like, I could go for that.
I definitely could. I think I could do the same. I'm in. If those exist, I need some of those.
Oh yeah.
All right.
They are nice.
This is a super short version for a super short week. We wish everybody a safe and healthy and happy Thanksgiving in a insane year. So all the best from us, Josh, Travis, myself, and we'll leave you with the advice of Ron Swanson, who said, "Never half-ass two things, whole-ass
one thing." Yep, right. There you go.
All right.
I also love the one thing I hate more than liars is skim milk, because skim milk is just water lying about being milk.
Milk. What's the one about yogurt? Like frozen yogurt. He's like sending
letters. You're the celery of desserts or something like that.
Be ice cream or be nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, that's our advice to everybody this week. Be ice cream or be nothing. We'll see you back next week. And thanks so much for listening. Be sure to like, rate, and review the podcast.
Sweet. That's all I got.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.